A new co-working office space has opened in downtown Pittsfield, Massachusetts. WAMC followed Maryland Attire on a recent tour. Scott Moraz and Tim Burke have created a 5,000-square-foot contemporary office space in downtown Pittsfield. The professional hub at Framework on North Street has an open floor plan designed to allow startups and established businesses to work, meet, and collaborate. Pittsfield Maryland Attire says the space fits in well downtown.
Having Framework and a co-work space in the downtown corridor is an amazing complement to all the other lively activities that are happening downtown. We've got to have a lot of diversity within our economy if we're going to have a stable community. So this is another example of a small-scale economic development engine for that individual who's maybe starting up with an idea, needs a space, wants to come downtown where there's a little bit of a vibe, network with others. This provides that.
Framework has spent about $100,000 renovating the former site of the Ferran Gallery to make the open floor plan work. The company opened its doors in late September to a group of 20 early members. In October, it opened to the general public, but hours and amenities are still being expanded, Tim Burke says. Burke is also the founder of Milltown Capital, which provides private capital investment and guidance to companies in Berkshire County.
Kind of a good buzz of activity since then, both a mix of members and people stopping in for the day, getting day passes and people having meetings.
On any given day, about a dozen small businesses operate out of the co-working space. Three of four standard private offices in the back are already rented. Two larger private suites are still available. Also available, according to Scott Moraz, are printers, Wi-Fi, and high-speed internet, a kitchen, bathrooms, and conference space.
So we want people to be able to come and enjoy their time here, find different, you know, educational programs or simply just networking opportunities.
Moraz also operates Radiance Yoga in Pittsfield and Great Barrington. The city's director of community development, Deanna Roofer, says startups and small businesses often miss out on collaboration opportunities.
Office space is usually a challenge for companies. You know, you look at many of our small businesses and they started on their dining room table or in their garage. And as they start to grow, they have a need to develop more space and work in a collaborative environment.
Moraz agrees. The co-working space is also home to freelancers, independent contractors, and telecommuters.
The two play on each other rather than spreading out, which I think sometimes the challenge can be that things get spread too thin and then people end up being isolated when things, in my opinion, best grow when there's higher levels of connectivity and collaboration.
Burke is working with Lever, a business incubator in North Adams, on weekly economic development strategy seminars for startups. Lever has operated out of co-working space Cloud 85 since early 2015.
The other thing is there's different professional backgrounds here that have a lot of resources like that. So, for example, someone at Guardian could go to a training in New York that has all of this, you know, HR professional development training that he or she might want to give back to other people in the community. So we could, you know, host a night around certain topics and speakers and things like that.
Framework's grand opening is November 9th. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.